I'm Hagrid.
I feel like I wouldn't be that. I wouldn't be Harry if I'm in the Harry Potter verse. I'd be someone else.
Oh, why?
Okay.
I don't know. I might be like Bem or Sirius Black or any one of the black wizards.
Sirius Black is famously white.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got black in his name.
So white.
Just like me. So.
That's
and
true.
He turned into a black wolf. So. I feel like I would be one of those characters.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I'm not sure how I feel about you guys casting me as the Great White Hype when we're doing Harry Potter stuff.
I was just thinking you're such a good leader, you know? You're like kind of the leader of the group in my mind, but
that's true.
That was wrong of me. You know, you should
what you're saying is, but if I'm gonna be that, I feel like Dean Thomas was also a great leader in the Harry Potter books, and he's a black wizard. And because you know, you're making a face like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's one of the black wizards. I forgot about
it's him. Of course you forgot about him. He's one of the black wizards who didn't get as much time. And so everyone thinks that they don't exist, but we're out here.
What was his name? So, Dean?
Dean Thomas.
I think if it's just black wizards, then I think Kettle, you're probably Bradley Beal, right?
Well, if I'm anyone, I'm a triple-double threat. I'm
Russell
Westbrook.
You're Brody.
Who are you guys talking about?
Our home team, the Washington Wizards.
Casino, come on.
Oh, come Brody, on. Casino. Right. And the other names you said?
Jeez Louise.
The Wizards, so they're the basketball team. Yes.
You know who I really should be? I should be Minister Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Are you Googling black wizards?
You must be. He must
No,
be.
That's okay. The wizard who's part of the Ministry of Magic, who's the black wizard.
Okay.
Wearing all purple.
With that, welcome to the Bureau. This is the first and only podcast that introduces the public to the inner workings of the FBI and the extended Potterverse. My name is Emily Cassino. I'm the forensic profiler here, and I am joined by my colleagues. Let's go around. Corny, why don't you start out?
Hi, I'm Dennis Corny. I'm a manager... I guess acting director in the Health and Human Resources Department. I still only have one direct report. Her name is Smarter Child, and they're actually on an extended vacation right now. I got an email this morning that they are feeling burnt out with like the workload, I guess, and that's totally fine. As a manager director, I respect like work life balance and. This is all kind of part of my training that I did over the summer.
But isn't Smarter Child like artificial? So why would they ever burn out? You know.
Sure. Yeah.
That's an interesting take you got, Casino. If we're doing artificial intelligence, it's still working, so they still deserve.
But it's
a
robot. It's mechanical. It doesn't get tired.
And this is the problem we're going to have introducing artificial intelligence into the mainstream because people think that they don't deserve rights.
And speaking on behalf of my personal massager, electronics do burn out very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Because you turn off that thing every once in a while, don't you? You don't just let it run.
Of course not. It needs a break. It needs to be plugged in.
Exactly. So that's the same thing with Smart Child.
That's a great point. And as director, I encourage all of you to take a break. You know, if you feel like you're burnt out on the cases you're working. Take a day off.
I take a break often because my neck hurts if I do that too long.
Yeah.
Ew.
Because you're looking up and like at the machine and at the person. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm bent down in a weird angle. So my back and my neck start to hurt.
Yeah.
Your jaw hurts a little.
My jaw hurts. And then I'm also this stuff is like drying on my cheek.
Ew. Kettle, stop.
Yeah, so, Kettle, I think you should take a break. That sounds really taxing.
I would take take a break.
But yeah, so if you guys need anything from Smarter Child over the next 3 months,
three months?
Send that. It said that it was really just like it needed to go. I think it's like in the Amalfi Coast right now, doing like a Eat, Pray, Love kind of journey. So I think it's going to spend some time sort of finding itself and... And I'm happy to field any requests that you guys would have had for Smarter Child in the meantime.
I mean, I was skeptical at first, but I have read Eat, Pray, Love. I love that book. I think everyone should go on that type of odyssey. So, in a way, respect to Smarter Child, but I still think it's a machine and it doesn't need to do any of that, but.
I don't like that saying, eat, pray, live.
Why not?
It's all out of order.
Mm.
What you order pray, would you do?
Then you eat, and oh. then you love.
But you could get a little bloated, I guess. Well, after the eat, maybe it should be pray. I don't know. So, it's up to you, but whatever.
But if you have sex before dinner, then you don't have the energy to go to dinner. You're like, oh, let's just lay down.
Is the love in that book sex?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
It's the only kind of love I know.
Yeah. And it's the only kind of love you know. That's very sad.
Well, it's not that sad. It's just very fleeting.
Oh.
I didn't mean to monopolize the intro. Do you guys want to
Kettle? Oh, shit. Kettle, yeah.
I'm sorry. I got lost in the Eat, Pray, Love stuff. Kettle Black here. Polygraph Examiner of the Stars. I've returned to the Bureau. You're welcome. Let's see here. If I'm pouring cement to build a building.
Yes.
What?
Okay, that's the foundation.
If I'm building a building,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pouring cement.
We've already established that.
Let me work this out. Hold on.
Take your time.
You know, if I'm... Shit.
Bobby, he's improvising, just so you know what's happening.
Am I supposed to help him?
No, we're not supposed to help him.
No, it's fine. I got this.
He gets angry. Of course you do, but he gets angry.
It makes it worse.
Okay, so if I'm building a building, it's got to be up to code, and lies aren't part of the code.
Perfect.
Perfect. Good.
And so for people listening, Casino's smoking a doobie right now.
Oh, what, we didn't like your thing enough, so you point that out?
Yeah, I just thought it was, you're giving me some faces, and I thought I'd let everyone know that you are literally breaking federal protocol right now.
Yeah, I thought that we get drugged. On my first day, Corny took a bottle of my urine, and he said that he needed it for testing.
I did.
I assumed it was drug testing. Is it not drug testing?
No, it is. It is.
It is.
We do a full bottle for everyone. That is standard procedure.
Yeah.
It took me multiple tries. Oh, yeah. It took me all day. Yeah. It was a big bottle. Weird. It was like the big Gatorade bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lemon lime. Okay.
That's interesting. Corny just let me pee into the toilet, and then he put the bottle in the toilet and filled it up.
And for me, he gave me a Snapple bottle.
Yeah.
Mucho mango? It's my favorite.
Mucho. Yeah, mucho.
Well, I did recommend drinking this stuff out of the bottle first to help with the process. And then you can use the bottle. You drink it, and then you...
Yeah, and you just dumped it out.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
What? You wasted the mucho mango?
Yeah, I don't like that flavor. It tastes artificial.
Whereas I'm always lubricated. I'm always drinking water, so I was just ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I just peed. The water barely changed color. It was like filling up with water again.
Well, what are you testing for then?
Well, no... Putting on my HR
drugs.
Hat.
He said it.
We're looking for drugs, but only if you're, since we're doing some remote, we're out of the office, you can, light up one. You can light one up and that's okay. It's just when we go back to the office, I'll need to have you guys pee into another mucho mango bottle.
Am I the only person in the office right now?
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, Bobby, I think you are the only person in the office right now. I'm not sure how you got in.
I mean, the door is really stuck.
Corny's at Dex's desk again, so he's there. Oh, well, it's just
Corny's there. Okay.
But we're...
I'm definitely teleworking.
Me too.
I'm trying to turn this into a full-time thing.
Me too.
Corny told me that I can't go to his wing of the office.
What? Corny?
Just for now. No, just for now, because of COVID and stuff. I just stay out of my wing, you know?
Yeah,
I wear a mask.
I feel like we're skipping over Bobby Kendall.
We have Bobby Kendall. Introduce yourself. Himself.
Oh, did I go? Hey everyone, Bobby Kendall, new to the FBI. Still trying to find something to do here that's not busy work. I did apply to that Monopoly Buster thing. I even dressed up like the Monopoly Man in hopes that would help.
Oh, no.
That was helpful.
They told me that it didn't help. Well, it's helpful, but not helpful because I looked like what I was trying to bust. Because
that's
I should have, Corny told me I should have dressed up like a little dog or a thumb or a thumb thing
or an iron.
Or an iron, because that's, or a car, because that's what's trying to break up the monopoly. So next time I'll do it.
Yeah.
Until then, just here hanging out, you know, doing FBI stuff, getting all that, all those free coffees. I walk into every coffee shop, I say I'm with the FBI, and they give me free coffees.
Awesome.
It's so, oh, it's so, so awesome. Great. And it's so different from what I used to get, which was asked to leave for loitering.
Right. And the so only difference, the only difference is a badge, you know?
Are you even, you're not saying nothing like put it on the FBI's tab or nothing? They're just giving it to you for free?
Well, I tried doing that and they said that Uncle Sam don't pay for coffee.
Uncle Sam wants you to make your own coffee at home.
Yeah, which I don't want to do because I don't make it good. I can't get the water to coffee ratio right.
Yeah. It's tricky.
You if you go too over, it's an Americana. If you go too light, it's an espresso.
And I somehow do both.
Yuck.
And then what I end up with is something that I call coffee, but no one else does.
Yeah, everyone else drinks it and spits it out immediately.
Yeah, they spit it all over their like computer screen and stuff. Usually. Yeah. They just don't like it.
Wow, how
uncouth. I've learned to like it. I've learned to like it. You know, like when IPAs are gross at first?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Yeah.
You got to learn to like it. Everything. Some things are an acquired taste. That's you what can't just like. Yeah, you can't just spit it out just because you didn't like it the first time. You got to get in there, keep trying it over and over again. Just keep swallowing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Bobby, have you been back to your old bagel shop and said, kind of look at me now?
Oh, yeah.
Felipe,
so look at me now.
I tried to walk past Felipe and be like, hey, look at me now. Mm-hmm. And he A-cabbed me.
What is that?
He said, all cops are bastards. And he pushed me out of the shop.
No way.
And I said, am I a cop?
I don't think we are.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I mean, we're better than cops. So we're not cops. We're something else. We're agents.
We're agents.
You know, we're detectives.
We're special agents.
He said, same thing. I said, I'm in the FBI. He said, same thing.
Well, and we're not cops. We're feds, if we're anything.
Right. So, do you want us to...
Part of the alphabet. You want us to go down there, give him a little shakeup?
Exactly.
We can do a little surprise raid.
Hell yeah.
And see who he's got working on the books.
Oh my god, but we haven't done that in forever, guys.
Well, just don't say that I did it, because he's a nice guy.
No, he'll never really trace it back to you. He'll never trace it back to you.
Okay, yeah, I definitely won't go in and say this is for Bobby.
Bobby Kendall.
Yeah.
BK we won't say that.
Yeah, we're not going to say that, I'm saying. We go in there and be like, everyone up against the wall, this has nothing to do with Bobby Kendall.
Yeah. The one who used to work here. It's not.
Yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Felipe?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you
where he is. He's where he always is.
Where?
Yeah.
In the coffee shop next door.
What? Yeah, he is always hanging out there.
It's a Starbucks.
Oh, that's a proper coffee shop.
But that's a good guy, coffee. So don't mess with him too much. He employed me for like 10 years, and he always encouraged me to do my extracurriculars, like applying for the FBI and... Mm.
Hey, Corny, how are you fitting in since Dex has been gone?
Good. I mean, there's a lot of room in this office, and he didn't empty out any of his drawers, so I've been looking through those, just trying to piece together what my job should be, because he didn't. But I love Dex, but he didn't really give me a ton of instruction on what I should be doing here. So,
you know, sometimes when I forget what my job is, I just go back to USA Jobs and look at my
the description, the
job
posting.
Announcement.
Yeah.
The job announcement and realize what I was supposed to be doing.
I do that That's too. I have it bookmarked. It's just helpful. But
so then I'm like, I'm supposed to be interpreting policies. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be developing new best practices and forensic profiling. Yeah. You know, I better do some of that. But Corey, what are you finding in his drawers? I bet it's all sorts of crazy stuff. Or is it really boring?
Well, it's mostly boring. I did see one book that I thought you guys might be interested in. It's it's about how to sex. And
it's a tantric book?
No, it's just the normalist kind. So like nothing that's it's just like how does it it's sort of a 101,
it seems like. You're saying it's like white people sex, what you're saying.
I think so, yeah.
No, that's not fair. We don't only do the basics.
What do you do that's not basic then?
We have advanced as well.
Like what?
I'm not going to say. Just
give us an example.
I don't want to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Were there any parts in that book that were like highlighted or under or underlined, or did he have any pages that were dog-eared?
There was a dog-eared page, and it was like
just one.
Yeah, just it was the first page.
Oh. Okay, you didn't get very far.
Yeah, so I think he was like, I have all I was need that here.
Was it just like the old, self-love page, like the masturbation page?
Old Dex, the old one-page man, huh?
One page and done.
Oh, one page chump.
Wham,
most
bam.
Women want a chapter.
Thank you, Paige. Yeah.
Most women want
it was the acknowledgments.
You can't give them too much. They don't want too many
well,
pages.
We would like a prologue, at least, I think. You know, a table of contents would be nice.
Yeah, a table of contents. Yes, women love a table of contents.
Yeah.
Just so
let
them
know what's
going
to happen. Yeah. Beginning, middle, and end. It's a book.
Yeah. It's a book. And get down there, open it. Yeah. You know? Get in those pages.
Oh, he got to the first page and then he dog-eared it, so not forget where he was.
Now, did he had a bookmark, if I remember. He had like an interesting bookmark that he would use for books. Because he showed me one time, because he was reading a Maxim magazine.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm saving this spot. I'm a big fan of Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can tell you exactly when the conversation happened based on it being Maxim magazine and Jessica Alba. This happened in 2007.
I was going to say 1999.
Ooh, would be better.
Well, that was, I think that was the Alba height, the Alba year. So,
Alba years.
Those were
great years.
So, incredible. So he had it. It wasn't my magazine, so but he had a very interesting bookmark, which was one of those things where you turn it upside down and like the clothes fall off the woman.
Simple, poor, simple death.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it.
Did you find
it? Yeah, I found it. I have it. I have it at my desk.
Oh, let's see it.
But you turn it upside down and the clothes, look, they fall.
Oh my God, look, they're.
They fall in like order, like the dress comes off, and then the bra, and then the underwear.
And then they're so nicely folded at the bottom there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they fold them up. And then if I turn it over, they unfold and drop back down on the woman.
And what about the socks?
It's a really impressive bookmark.
Yeah. The technology was wow.
Well, I think this woman doesn't have good feet, so the socks stay on.
The socks stay on. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was Dex's request.
Yeah.
Have you gone through... Did you get Dex's laptop too?
Oh my God.
Yeah. He left that here for some reason. I guess, but it's good. He's not going to do any work while he's on paternity leave. So I opened it and there is a screensaver. I haven't gotten past the screensaver.
What's the screensaver?
Well, it's sort of a like, how do I describe this? It's like, I mean, it's just feet. So like, which makes it weird that the bookmark. So I think he was like, I don't need, I've got plenty. I'm stimulated here in this area already. And it's the bottoms, the bottoms of feet. Yeah.
Oh, really small.
Yuck.
The bottoms are the dirtiest part of feet. That's the part that touches everything.
Maybe that's what he likes.
But I'm pretty sure it's probably a sexual thing if they're clean. So it's like clean bottom feet. He's probably into. This all is making sense is why he's only had sex once.
Mm-hmm. Although I read some
statistics. He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but I read some statistic recently that was like 35% of men are into feet. And I was like, that can't be right. A third? No.
I don't get it.
That sounds about right. You think that.
Well, there's three of you. So if one of you are into feet, then that would prove it.
All right. Everyone close their eyes and raise your hands if you like feet.
Okay.
Three,
two, one.
One.
So who looks now?
Open up.
Wait, what?
Okay, yeah. Hands up and Casino will look.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, hands down. Two of the three are in defeat.
Holy
See?
Shit. So we're two-thirds. We're beating the
we're
average.
Beating the
over
averages.
Here.
Okay. Well, and if we so include Dex, it would be 3 out of 4.
I assume that was Corny and Bobby.
I'll never tell.
And I assume that it was Kettle Black and Corny.
I'll never tell.
Well, it's not just all feet. It's, good-looking feet, well-kept feet.
Ugh.
That makes sense.
I don't get it
You
either.
Hate feet?
I hate them. I think they're gross.
You think feet are gross?
Yeah.
Why do you think feet are so gross?
Toes are knobby and feet get sweaty. Toenails are icky. They're sharp and weird, like dinosaur claws.
Yeah, you know you're supposed to take care of them.
Well, I don't. Yeah, that's true. I'm busy. I don't have time for a pedicure every week like you.
Hold on a second. No one said that you didn't take care of them, but now you just offer that information up. So now we know.
Well, I know that you and Corny get pedicures together every Friday after work, so.
Yeah, it's good bonding stuff that we do. It's also great. Good manscaping.
Well, maybe Bobby and I will go.
Yeah, what do you want to get done?
Just like, I guess, a basic pedicure and polish or whatever.
Basic?
Ugh. Corny, did you find any drugs or anything inside of Dex's office? Anything that's not? This? I mean, other than like this all being very sexual, which seems odd for an HR head to have in his office.
Yeah, I thought.
I mean, I'm new here, but is that okay? Can I do that on my laptop?
I guess no. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Just and I only mention the sex things because that just seems, you know, interesting to share. But there are a lot of boring things as well. He did have a lot of medication.
Oh, a lot of medication. Oh.
And he didn't take those with him?
Yeah, does he need that?
No. Yeah, it looks like he totally left in a hurry. Like, he didn't take it. His jacket's still here.
That's weird.
So I think he just kind of...
Oh, it fits you. Oh, it fits you really nice, too.
It does.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
And you are taking those pills, it looks like?
Yeah, I've been taking... He's got the... They're all still in the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I've been...
And it's for a year, right? He has that...
It's like a full calendar. It's like a advent calendar kind of thing. For,
some are chocolate.
some of them do taste like chocolate.
I
want to
call you Dexter Corny.
I like the ring of, I like the sound of that.
No.
Have you had any weird side effects with the pills you've been taking and or chocolate you've been taking?
I haven't peed in a month. I haven't peed since I started.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so let's not out anyone here. I don't want to know if that's weird. Everyone close their eyes. And again, this time, Corny, you keep your eyes open. Everyone raise your hand if you've peed more frequently than a month. Okay? Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, everyone open your eyes. All right, so all of you have pee. All of you
I
have
assume
pee.
That was...
Yeah. Okay, so it is weird. So it's okay. Weird. Okay.
Sorry, Corny, okay. It is weird. Yeah, you should get it checked out.
No, I think, I'll get that checked out.
Or just stop taking the pills. I don't know.
Or don't, because it came in handy when we went on that cruise. You didn't pee at all during the cruise.
Yeah, it's actually been kind of nice. I feel uncomfortable all the time, but it's nice that I don't have to run to the bath. Like, if there's not a bathroom around, I don't have to... You know.
I thought that I heard, so since we're both in the office, I thought I heard sloshing coming from your wing, and I thought maybe there was just like some sort of weird TV show about water on. Was that you walking around?
That's me walking around, doing my exercises.
Ew, gross, you're sloshing?
Yeah, I guess when you don't pee, it stays in there, and then there's just a lot of the liquid inside of your stomach or bladder.
You can just hear it, like if you're walking, yeah. It starts to make like an aquarium inside your stomach.
Ugh.
And you can just hear it going.
Yeah.
That's the noise I heard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not coming back to the office anytime soon. I'll tell you that.
Well, okay.
Well, you have to come on Monday and pee in a cup.
Yeah, you got to go in on Monday to pee in a cup. So I know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I'll be so jealous.
I don't know what you're going to do about this, Corny, but.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Wait. Corny, is that why you're collecting so much of our pee? Because you don't have any of your own,
and you
just
like,
want pee. You just want pee.
I mean, there's a hole in my life. It's just you don't realize how much you like something until it's taken away from you.
Wait, you were in the bathroom the other day, and I heard pee noises. Were you taking our bottles of pee and poking a hole in them and doing a pee just to act out pee?
Were you acting pee? Oh my god!
Were you acting out pee?
Yes,
this makes sense. Trying to get the Oscar for pee acting.
First, you're acting as as director of HR, and now this. Come on.
Well,
this makes sense as to why on Corny's own personal laptop, he's got a moving wallpaper. It's just a faucet with water running.
Trying to make.
Well,
it happen.
I saw his phone back. I saw his phone back. I mean, it's just a man peeing.
Yeah.
I mean. All of those things do make me want to pee. It's my body that's not letting me. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I'm still testing your guys' urine.
It sounds like you need a release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're testing out urine. I think you're using it to actually.
Well, you only need a little bit. I don't care what you're doing with
my urine as long as it's out of my body.
Yeah, it takes so little to test. You dip a little, you dip a stick in it. And if it turns green, then you smoked crack.
Right. So, am I going to throw the rest of it away?
Yes.
Or can I use it to act pee?
I guess you're using it to act pee.
Yeah.
I like that you're acting HR and you're acting pee.
No.
Well, if I learned anything in my seminars over the summer, it's that sometimes you have to fake it to make it. So hopefully if I do enough act peeing, one day I will real pee.
Well, I'll have to call you the Al Pacino now. Yeah.
Oh, you guys think, speaking of peeing, speaking of shit in the bed, we've got the counterterrorism folks are coming in.
Oh, those, next, I think. Those guys.
Pee heads, those pee brains.
Hey guys, do you want me to get us a second Zoom? I can get us another Zoom account. Is that something that I could?
Yeah, no, FBI. Can we do that?
No,
can we do that? Because Dex, we've been asking Dex to fucking do that.
But
forever.
I thought it was a security thing where, like, for the FBI security's sake, we just all share one Zoom, so there's no like tons of Zooms floating around.
I guess that makes sense.
I guess it makes sense, but I mean, it would be so much easier for us if we could just have our own.
Well, if you want to look into it, Bobby, just for that the would podcast. Be great.
Just for the podcast, not for like FBI stuff.
I've got a task, and it's looking into getting another Zoom account. Bobby, the FBI guy.
And now you've got yourself a case, Bobby.
So you're on the
you're
case.
You're on the case.
Yes. And here we go. I'm going to have sleepovers with this. And that's how you do FBI.
All right. Well, I think that's it for us here. I think we should just go ahead and sign off.
Yes.
So, you know. If you see something, say something.